This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
Oh, it's so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Again, I want to thank you for being with me today. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? God bless you guys for sticking with me on this stuff, okay? Because I'm kind of learning how to do this, too, as we go. And the Facebook thing is kind of throwing a little wrench in stuff tonight, but it's not the end of the world. It's good. It's good. It's teaching me how to deal. Anyway, always, where'd that New York come from? Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Always a pleasure to know that you're here with me, you're paying attention, you're listening, and being involved in the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, so the... I'm not going off the rails, okay? And I'm not, I'm sorry, I got too many windows popping up in front of me, and I'm easily distracted. So what we're going to do in the second hour also is I'm going to go through some more of these clips. I want you to hear, I want to say it again. I want you to hear what the black community is saying about a black community. Look, I grew up in a hardcore Italian section of town. We had our, I'm not so sure I can say them on the air, so I'm not going to. We had our own names for the thugs and the people and the jerks in the Italian community. And as I was saying in the last segment, you know, where I grew up, it was 110% Italian. There were no Irish people there. If they were, they changed their names. You know, it was just a very hardcore Italian section of town. And I can tell you this, those racist cops only arrested Italian people. Yeah, let that sink in. I know some of you aren't that quick. But let that sink in for a minute, right? Come on, think about this. So, if you're committing the crimes, and look, I'm not the FBI, I can't tell you this, but you go look at the FBI stats. Don't go look at the stats on the Huffington Post or even Fox News. How's that? I know this is kind of hard for some of you. Do your own homework. So you don't get sucked into becoming a drone. Just do your own homework. It really isn't that hard to do, honest to God. But you got to be willing to want to do it. And so I'm probably, let me see, am I going to get through this whole clip if I start it now? No, I'm going to the next. I don't even care. We'll play the next clip. I'm going to comment through it. The reality is this. When it comes to guns, and it comes to the black community, and it comes to trying to pull them out of poverty, it has been the Republicans. It has been the conservatives. It has been the God-loving people that have tried to get them out. And do not send me emails about our founding fathers all being slave owners. Why don't you do your history, your own work again, and find out how they felt about having slaves. And find out why they kept the slaves, even though, if you would do your homework, you'd find out they tried to get rid of the slaves. There's more to the story than just what your professor, your liberal, falling to the left professor told you in college.
As I watched Philando Castile dying in that car, I watched myself die. And it evoked every emotion in my body. I didn't want to ask questions. I didn't care what happened before the video started recording. All I knew was that I was watching a man struggle for his life and then die in front of his family and the entire world. But as a lawyer, I learned to wait for all the evidence before rushing to judgment because emotions can blind you and rob you of impartiality. However, the thing I'm seeing in the mainstream media on Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter about how the NRA doesn't care about black gun owners because they haven't said anything about Philando is so disingenuous.
Well, what's new, right? It's always disingenuous. I mean, it really is. It's always disingenuous. And what was the, can anybody tell me why the IRS, now if you're a long time listener, you already know the answer to this question, don't bother me. But the NRA, do you know why the NRA was founded, why it was started?
It's sad. Philando Castile was a 32-year-old black man with a concealed carry license who was stopped for a broken taillight. I'm a 32-year-old black man with a concealed carry license, and I was stopped 2 weeks ago. The NRA doesn't need to make a statement about Philando because they gave him his own show. I've been fighting for gun rights under the NRA brand for years. Y'all just got here. Before I arrived, you said the NRA doesn't have a large black membership because they don't try to reach out to black people. But when the NRA makes me an NRA commentator, socially inept morons like Russell Simmons move the goalposts and say, oh, we don't believe you. Coyon Noir, you're just being used. Then I got my own show under the NRA brand, where I had countless black people, gay people, hippies, whites, Mexicans, Asians, you name it. But still, you deflect again and say, now the NRA is just pandering, and call me a coon and Uncle Tom, when I'm fighting for the same damn rights that Martin Luther King, Huey P. Newton, and Malcolm X fought for. If any organization acts...
You know, I said it the other day, somebody wrote me an ad. I said that Martin Luther King would be freaking out right now. He would be screaming at his own people right now if he saw what you guys were doing. Because this is not what he signed up for. This is not what he died for. It's not what he took a bullet for. The man, even when faced with knowing that they were going to get beat up, they could be killed, and the cops were going to come after them in big numbers, he still told his people, nobody is to get violent. We'll play more of this inside the break. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me tonight. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your in-laws, your outlaws, people you hate about the show. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back.
Yeah, you know what? And you know, some night we got to do disco stories from years gone by. For me, that'd be a short one because I'm just not interested. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room. And texting and tweeting. So, I'm talking about Black Lives Matter tonight. And I do mean Black Lives Matter. And I'm sorry, and I had a conversation with a black friend of mine the other day who said, you know, you just need to be sensitive to the fact that the topic of discussion is Black Lives Matter. And I get that. I get right now the black community feels or perceives, or I don't even know what word to use because I don't want to belittle them. I don't mean it that way, but they feel like they're being persecuted. They're being, killed more by the white cops or white people or. Statistically, it's not true, though. It's just factually incorrect. Again, it doesn't take away from the fact that we feel for you. Okay? So, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. You don't get away from the emotion if you can, and use real facts. And I'm gonna hit the facts again after we hear a little bit more. Oh God, I forgot this guy's name. That's all I get for moving stuff around the screen, huh? You know what? It wouldn't matter anyway because I would massacre his name and I couldn't pronounce it. Was it Colian Noir? Is his name? But let's hear what he has to say. Because I'll tell you what, if you're black, you're in the black community. You should know what's going on, right? So you white folk, because you say it to me all the time. You tell me I can't speak for the black community because I'm not black. So here you go. A black community member speaking about the black community.
If any organization acts in a racist manner towards my gun rights, it's you, the national news media. You call the NRA racist while in the same breath telling blacks like me that we shouldn't own guns because we can't be trusted to not just kill each other. Name one thing the NRA does to make it harder for...
Do you guys realize how much the left tells you? You, the black community. Do you realize what they say to you on a regular basis? You can't take care of yourself, okay? You can't possibly get properly educated. So we're going to tell you how and where to get educated, and we're going to pay you to do things our way, right? You can't feed yourself. You can't get the proper job. So we're going to allow you more money in these particular, more government funds in these particular areas. I mean, I could do a whole hour on that alone. That there have been laws passed specifically with black people in mind because they can't pull themselves up. Now, this is not me. I don't believe this for a second. But this is the government telling you, you're not good enough. You're not smart enough. You're not capable enough to pull yourself out of your situation. So we're going to take care of you. We're going to give you money. We're going to give you Medicaid for free. We're going to give you all this free stuff until you get back on your feet. But you don't have to worry about getting back on your feet because it'll never expire. You can have it forever.
Black people to access their Second Amendment rights. Go ahead, name one. You can't. Because unlike you, the NRA actually fights for my rights. Just like it fought for Shanine Allen, Josephine Byrd, Otis McDonald, all of them. But no one knows who I'm talking about because you ignored those stories the same way you try to ignore me now. The Democratic Party invented gun control after slavery to keep guns out of the hands of black people. And they haven't stopped since.
That is a true fact of history that you will not be able to find in 5 years. Now, really, some of us who understand it, go back and look at the current history books your kids are getting. Look at who's writing them. Look at who's approving them. Because remember, states approve the history books. They approve content. And a couple of weeks ago, I can't think of the guy's name. I'll have to go back and get it. I sat down with a fellow that used to be Secretary of Education under George W. And some of the things that he told me that goes on, especially some of these legislatures that are trying to dumb down what's in the books because they don't want to hurt certain people's feelings, and that's really what spoils. It doesn't matter what the truth is. It doesn't matter what history says. It matters about hurting people's feelings and making them feel bad about themselves. Well, let me make this easy for you because I'll start off with my own, right? Yeah, the people who really brought the mafia to this country, the people who were just, right, the Italians, the Sicilians, that's right. They were the ones that brought it. And it's not that crap that you see on TV that loving a mafia don, a guy in the mafia, will kill his own kids if he's told to do so. Because that's how it works. It's all about loyalty first. And you know that the family thing? It's not your blood family. It's not the family of your wife and your kids. Okay? It's the family of the mafia. The guys that you mix blood with. Those are the guys that do it. That will easily kill each other. I gotta calm down.
But you don't tell that story either. Then you have the ultimate troller, Don Lemon, attacking Mark Hughes, the young black man who exercised his right to open carry a rifle at the Dallas protest rally for the victimization of black people.
Is he dead now? That guy in the march? I'm being funny. He's not. He's not dead. You know why? Because he went to the police when he heard they were looking for him. He didn't hide in the back seat of a car. He didn't hide in the trunk of a car. He didn't hold his rifle close to his chest and say, "Don't try to take this from me." What did he do? He went down to the police station. He turned himself... He found a couple of cops. I'm sorry, to go to the police station. He turned himself in. The rifle's there. It's unloaded. I'll get on the ground. What do you want me to do? They held him for 2 hours. They questioned him for 2 hours. He doesn't have a black and blue. He doesn't have a scuff mark from a gun hitting him in the face, okay? He's got no bullet holes in him. He's still got a heartbeat the last time I checked, and he can still walk on his own. Hello. Really?
And why he would want those rights. You people fan the flames of racism to sell this tension to your sponsors, and then you can't figure out why black people all over America are legally arming up? And you do everything you can to ignore that story. And by the way, where are the facts on Philando Castile's death? Instead of calling NRA racist for not commenting on it, how about you do your job and go find the facts so we can actually have a rational, honest dialogue in this country?
I don't know. See, you can't do that. That turns them off. You want an honest, rational conversation? Are you serious? Is something wrong with your mind? Because they don't want it. Look, my mantra all year long has been, it's not about equality, people. It's about control. Seriously, think about it. That's perfect.
Oh, wait. That doesn't help you sell ad space, though. This is sad, man. You want this division. You need the hate. You need a villain. Where were you over the 4th in Chicago when 4 people died and 51 were wounded? Nowhere. Because that story was utterly predictable. Everyone in the city knew people would die that weekend. The only question was the numbers. How many innocent black people would be alive today if we applied the same level of justice to inner city hellholes that we demand in our lily white suburbs? No one knows. And that must be the way you cowards in the media want it.
That's exactly how they want it. For more than one reason, but that's exactly how they want it. And by the way, you know, I updated those numbers for you earlier. It was a lot higher than that this weekend. 43 people were shot. 43. And a 21 and a 15-year-old playing basketball were killed. And where is President Obama? Where are you, buddy? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the Marchionites fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-CHOW. 855-732-5563. Now, the, I want you to hear from black people in the black community about what's going on in the black community. Seriously. Because, you know, we all us white folk are running around, and again, I'm just going to call you hypocrites. You guys who write me emails when I talk about women, oh, I got to have a field day with this one. I can't talk about women because I don't have a uterus. But you're going to tell me how to be a man, right? Okay, anyway, I'll leave that one alone. I can't talk about black people because I'm not black. But you can tell me how white people should be. You can tell me all of this fun stuff, right? Well, I don't think it's considered fun. Anyway, so I've got recordings, I've got clips, and if you go to the Facebook page, that's The Real Side on Facebook, I've got a whole bunch of listings up there, or what do you want to call them, links, to people in the African-American community that fit the African-American profile that are talking about what needs to be done in the black community. Now, again, this clip had an exceptional amount of N-words in it. I did my best to take them all out. If one gets by that offends you, I apologize. I know how easily offended some people are. But you know what? It is the way some people talk to each other. I can offend a boatload of people with some of the words we use in the Italian neighborhoods to talk about it to each other. Here we go.
What's going on, everyone? It's your boy, Tommy Sotomayor. I'm up at 1 in the morning because I did a video. It wasn't even actually a video that I did. They took a section of what I had said in the video and they put it up. And it was about me saying, Obama shouldn't try to ban guns. He should ban this. Now, it seems relatively harsh for me to say that, but then the truth apparently hurts or is harsh. And I've never understood that because most people are upset because someone lied to them. Not because they told the truth. Anyway, I want you guys to think about something and just take this in for a minute. Did you know that 52% of all murders in the United States were committed by black people? Did you also know that black people only represent 13% of all people in the United States? What does that tell you? What does that say to you? When someone goes and shoots up a school, your president says we need to take away guns. But what about when someone holds a city so hostage that they call it Chirac? What about when someone implements a policy called no snitching, which keeps the people of that community hostage, terrorized, because they can't even do what a normal community would do, which is turn into thugs and thieves and killers of that community? What would you call those people? What would you call them, Mr. President? I'd call them savages. I'd call them thugs. But I'll just use the word that you probably...
Can we still use thugs? I thought thugs was a politically incorrect word and only... Oh, it's a microaggression. In that case, have at it. What can I say?
Use on your census. African-American or black. See, black people don't like it when other races look at them as savages, but if all of the murders that were done in your city, state, town, country, continent, world, when half of them were done by 13% of the population, what would you think? That's what the United States is dealing with.
These, you know what's great about these guys? And, you know, when I did, I don't know if you guys remember the when they were rioting, you know, when they were burning down the CVS, there was a black woman that came out in Baltimore. And she went after her son. And on TV, you could see her smacking him upside the head. Now, I could just take that out and make that my mother and me doing the same thing to me for lying to her. And here was this black mother. She was doing the same thing. And so I just went to town on it, going, my God, this is great, because usually we see pictures of black moms screaming about how the man's keeping their son down and all this other happy stuff, and she was out there correcting her son, which was great. Okay, what did the left say? The reason guys like me were happy about it, the reason guys like me were overjoyed about it, because we love seeing black people get beat up on. Come on, think about the ignorance behind that. Think of how high, there isn't enough cocaine you could take, you could snort, smoke, whatever, to have that make sense.
13% of his people are committing over half of its murders, but you can't say anything about it. Now, if white people were killing black people, say if they were black people being killed, and 50% of all black people were being killed by white people, what would we say? We'd say we have a race problem. We'd say whites were racist. What if we love to talk about pedophilia or mass murderers? We say those are white crimes, and nobody gets upset when you say that's usually a white male, because apparently white males are easy to pick on.
Yeah, we are.
But let me point something else out to you. Imagine if 50% of all engineers in the United States were black. Imagine if 50% of all doctors in the United States were black. Imagine if 50% of anything that was so-called looked up to were black. What if 50% of all college graduates were black? Well, guess what black people would have you do? Well, for those of you who've been following the Oscar incident, you'd know that black people would be wanting a pat on the back, a butt kissing. And if you didn't do it, you were racist. If you didn't give them an award for it, you were racist, because they'd say only 13% of the population are black, but 50% of doctors are black, 50% of lawyers are black, 50% of engineers, 50% of graduates. What if 50% of people in Harvard were black? They'd want you to cheer for them. Need to give us our props. Proppers.
And what the heck does props mean? Don't look it up. I know you. I mean...
But apparently you can't say nothing about black people that's, that they deem bad. You can get on television right now. Any white man, any newsman can say black women have the best bodies in the world. There'd be no protests from anyone. But if a white man said, oh, I have no problem with interracial dating, I just don't think I could do it. I'd rather stick to my own kind. He'd be called racist immediately. But black man got on television and said, well, I have nothing against white women. I just want to stick to my own kind. he'd never be called racist. But if he said, I like white women, they call him a sellout and he hates himself. Where's this coming from? It's coming from the idea that white liberals have made it to where telling the truth is a bad thing. And that's why I look at you and think, if we ban guns, guns don't have a mind of their own. Guns don't walk down the street and kill people. Guess who does? The numbers bear it out. Over 50% of all murders in the United States are committed by men. Now, white people aren't allowed to say that.
No, we're not. They come to your house, you know, when you say stuff like that. Or they block off a freeway. I don't know. Either one. But, I mean, I love the fact that people in the community are calling out the community. And that's how you clean these things up. Go look back at the 70s and the 80s when New York was in a shambles and some of these other communities were in a shambles. And who took it back? The people in the community took it back because they got on their own, if you would. They got on their own people to clean up their act. They took their neighborhoods back. We need to do the same thing now. In these big Chicago neighborhoods, the thugs do not outnumber the people that live there. And if the cops saw, if the police saw, well, maybe not in Chicago, I don't know, it might be a little tough there, but if they saw that people wanted to clean up their neighborhoods, that they really wanted things cleaned up as a whole, then it would change. But you heard what this guy's saying. If you come against your own, if you open your mouth and you come against your own, they come against you. It ain't right, and it ain't fair. You got 15-year-old kids, 9-year-old kid. You got 15-year-old kid out on a school ground, or they were on a playground, shooting hoops, and they both get killed. Can't even be out enjoying their own neighborhoods. People, this is wrong. This is just so wrong on so many levels. And if you're playing the political correct game, then you're part of it. You're responsible for this. You know what the left has been doing for the last year with me and others like me? They say that whenever you have one of these mass shootings, the blood is on my hands because I don't want tougher gun laws. No, no, you know what? The blood is on your hands because you won't call out the people that are doing the killing. It's so turned around. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do get involved in the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things. Yes, it's a real word. Look it up. There's a gazillion and three things that you can do up there on the website. And, you know, this, frankly, there's smarter people than I in the chat room. So if you head over to the chat room, you can have a conversation with them. If you're up on Facebook, we're getting used to this. Well, you guys might all be used to it. I'm getting used to it tonight. And so we're broadcasting for the first time live on Facebook, which is definitely different for me. I am not used to this kind of stuff. And you got conversation going on there as well. I'm going to finish up what I've got going on. Again, I want you to listen to this clip. I want you to listen. This is... Now, this isn't Whitey. I can't wait till we have Corey Duncan's going to be on with us tomorrow night. We lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore. He comes in on Tuesday nights with us. Yeah, and you know he gives us a report from the street. But he is a hardcore conservative, an African American conservative fella. And I'll tell you what, he's mad. He's extremely mad. But he's mad at his own community. He's not mad at Whitey, as he puts it. Let's get more from this guy. We'll take a listen.
We think that a woman is racist if she clutches her purse when she sees a black person.
Or if you walk on the other side of the street, you see a gang of black folks. Let me tell you what I do. If I get in the elevator and a bunch of pants sagging, tattooed up black dudes get in that elevator with me, guess what I do? I get the hell out. But when I'm in my house and I see a rattlesnake, guess what I do? I get the hell out. Why? Well, the rattlesnake may not bite me, but from all indications, I know that rattlesnakes are poisonous. And if it does bite me, I may be so far out that I can't get help. I could die. What about a grizzly bear? Well, most people understand that grizzly bears don't eat all humans, and it's rare that grizzly bears attack humans. But nobody would begrudge a human being for avoiding grizzly bears, now would they? There are more people murdered in a day by niggly bears than in a year by grizzly bears. Niggly bears are out there just killing everyone that they can. But people are told that they're racist if they say they want to avoid them. Black people don't like niggas. They don't. We dislike them. They scare us. Because we know one thing about niggas that regular black people, there's a big difference. Niggas have nothing to live for. Niggas don't value life. Niggas don't have to value life. Niggas don't have to have anything to live for. We have white liberals who make them feel bad about everything they do purposefully. See, a nigga could go out and kill 32 people. A white liberal's gonna say it's because his mama didn't have money. For some reason, because of an economic circumstance, you are able to lose.
Oh, God, my mama didn't have money. Okay? I didn't kill people. I ended up in jail. I mean, she did from time to time, but overall, she didn't. Right, most of the people in my family had no money. They weren't making big bucks. Okay, and none of my cousins are in jail. None of my cousins, my brothers, my cousins, my whatever, none of them. And we did some stupid things when we were younger. I don't know many kids who don't. But none of them are in jail for killing somebody. None of them are in jail for beating the pulp out of somebody and taking their stuff. You know? I mean, seriously. It is so irritating that this is used as an excuse, that the left uses this for an excuse for bad behavior for any group. It's wrong. It isn't about money. And again, Corey Duncan, when he comes on tonight, they had no money. Guess what mommy does today? Mommy is a judge today. Mommy worked two jobs to make sure those kids got an education. Mommy didn't let those kids use an excuse that they're from the hood or bad neighborhood or bad part of town. She wouldn't allow it. And she's raised a couple of great boys. Anybody can do it.
Lose your morality, your moral responsibility of not murdering another person. For some reason, there are other poor people in the United States. There are poor whites. They're poor, all kinds of people. And yet they're not murdering at the same rate in which black people are. Now, granted, white people, like those grizzly bears, black folks aren't killing you in mass numbers. What they're doing is killing other blacks. Which perplexes you when you think about this word or this phrase. Black Lives Matter. 16 shots. Now, I know black folks who've been shot 16 times. By other black folks. I know black children who were shot a whole bunch of times. Tyshawn Lee.
That reminds me of the mafia joke all the time, right? Now, if you guys haven't read my piece from last week, please head over to my website, therealside.com, where you can find... Oh, we got some great writers over there, right? So head over there and read some of the writings. I wrote a piece about how dangerous to your health it is to be a close friend of the Clintons or to do a business with the Clintons. And I list a little over 50... different families or relationships or people who are no longer around. Now, you'd think the Clintons, last name was Capone or something. Because there's stories in there about people that were close to them involved in business deals and such. Like one guy was on a plane, apparently didn't know how to fly, but he was on a plane all by himself, hit the side of a mountain, and he died because of the impact, even though later on, when they did an autopsy, they found a bullet hole in the back of his head. But that never got reopened. I mean, the story after story after story like that. The people that did business with them or knew too much, and I think it was a dozen of their bodyguards over the years have been found dead. And over half of them said they knew that their time was short because they knew too much about the Clintons. But hey, sure. We could have the first mafia country in the world.
By black folks, and yet there was no march. There was no outcry by the NAACP. There was no nothing. Nobody even talks about it to this day. The question is why. You want to ban guns, Barack Obama, and that's understandable, but this is to explain that video. You'd have a greater success banning niggas than guns. Because again, guns don't think. The person behind the trigger is the one that's supposed to think. But when a nigga's the one that owns it, it acts. It doesn't think. There are a lot of good black people in the United States.
Amen.
Who have to remain silent because they fear the retribution of them. Because niggas are so violent that if you speak out against what it is that they're doing, they will kill you. If you try to clean up your neighborhood from niggas, you will be known as a sellout, as a snitch, as a coon.
Think about that. You want to clean up your own neighborhood, right? You want to get on the case. You want to fight back. You want to push back on the people that are turning your neighborhood, possibly taking the life of your young kids, your grandsons, your son, your daughter, your grandsons, your granddaughters, and you can't speak up or you won't speak up because you're afraid. Guess what? You know better than the thug.
Black people are not supposed to want the better things in life, like good air quality, good water quality, good land quality, good jobs, safe neighborhoods, and good schools. We're not supposed to want those things. You're not supposed to want to speak the English language correctly. You're not supposed to want to wear your pants at your waist. You're not supposed to be able to listen to rap music and still get your education.
Love these.
You're not supposed to want more out of life than to grow up to become a rapper or a twerk. As a black person, you're supposed to be a monolith. And blacks are being hailed at the lowest standard possible. Someday, black people are going to realize that niggas are your downfall. Someday, you're going to realize that white people are having a hard time figuring out the difference between niggas and blacks. Or maybe they treat niggas and blacks like I treat snakes. I don't want to figure out which one is poisonous. Because even if it's not poisonous, I think it still hurt me. Maybe that's how they're starting to look at us. Because too many of us are looking at black folks, too many of us are looking at niggas and identifying with them. We're looking at niggas and actually saying, that's my nigga. One day we're going to have to make a choice. Them or us. Because remember, right now, that 13% is murdering 52% of all murders that happen in your nation. So Barack Obama, if you think guns are bad, where do you put one in it? I'm Tommy Sotomayor. I'm out.
You know, if that doesn't speak volumes to you, and I'm not kidding, seriously. If that doesn't speak volumes, we are so screwed as a society. We are so turned around, right and wrong. Actually, they might as well just pull the words right and wrong out of the dictionary. It's really that simple. Because it's not right and wrong now. It's whatever your party that you're sold out to. I've already told you guys, if the delegates, now I've not been an endorser of Donald Trump, if the delegates vote against Trump, right? The guys, the girls, the whatever, that are supposed to carry out the duty of the will of the people, the ones that have been screaming about the will of the people for years now, if they go against the will of the people, I'm done with the Republican Party. I am out. There's no reason for me to stay now. Give me a real reason not to stay. Got a lot coming up the next hour. Andrew Nelson's going to join us from the Clover Agency. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on in and around the world. And where's pop culture fit into this? Why aren't the young people up in arms? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Got a lot coming up in the next hour.